campaign for the war in Iraq was a top issue in the U.S. Congress this week also. Yesterday, after weeks of contentious debate, both chambers of Congress overwhelmingly approved President Bush's request for $87 billion for operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. But as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, there are still some big differences between the House and Senate versions of the bill for negotiators to resolve.
After the final vote was cast yesterday evening, Republican senators hailed the bill's passage in both chambers as a clear message of support to the troops and a great victory for President Bush. Alaska Republican Ted Stevens, wearing the incredible Hulk tie he dons before big votes, expressed delight at the outcome.
I couldn't be more proud to stand where I'm standing today to support our president and to support our people who in uniform and those who are part of the civilian authority are trying to restore freedom and democracy in Iraq.
But the victory was not without bitterness. Democrats in both chambers used the supplemental spending request to question both President Bush's motives for attacking Iraq and his credibility. In the Senate, West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd said the war was based on an imminent threat of weapons of mass destruction and that weapons have yet to be found.
Having misled the American people and stampeded them to war, this administration must now attempt to sustain a policy predicated on hype. The president asked for billions from those same citizens who know that they were misled about the need to go to war.
Late Thursday night, Senate Democrats mustered 8 Republican votes and passed a measure converting half of the money for Iraq reconstruction into loans rather than grants. That directly defied the president's wishes. House Democrats also attempted to convert some of the grants into loans, but after their efforts were frustrated over 2 days of parliamentary skirmishing, Republicans finally banned any further amendments to the original bill. That enraged House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi, who called it a cut-and-run tactic.
The debate on these issues relating to the $87 billion supplemental are just too painful for the Republicans to hear. The fact that there was no plan for post-war Iraq is just too painful for them to listen to.
But House Republicans echoed the Bush insistence that the money for Iraq's reconstruction is just as important as the money for the troops. Arizona Republican Jim Colby said the return on the grant money spent in Iraq will be far greater than any loan could yield.
There is only one thing we really ask from Iraq in terms of repayment. We ask for them to give us a stable, a free, a democratic government, a people committed to peace and security in the region that will help to bring about peace and security for all the peoples of that region and for the United States.
Both chambers tinkered with smaller provisions of the bill, adding dollars for veterans' health benefits and subtracting dollars for new Iraqi garbage trucks and zip codes. But most of the president's request passed untouched. The big question now is whether the loan amendment in the Senate's bill will survive. Republicans in both chambers have vowed to scrub it from the final version of the bill. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.